Blog Talk Radio. We hit giant balls, you will never win. The same thing we hear is not looking for our own.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Blog Talk Radio. We declare a wonderful blessing on you tonight.
Amen.
Amazing when you don't know what your own notes are. And you look and say, what? What was that all about? Isn't that something? So, Blog Talk Radio, glad to have you with us tonight. And it'll be a good night tonight. Last night we were studying the 26 miracles. Tonight's question and answer, nice. And that means whatever you need. Email it to us, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send it in a text. However, I'm on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
That's in that place. And this is in this place. And that's in that place. And that goes over there like that. So, we're ready to go live over here to Facebook and YouTube Live. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty. Pulling down every stronghold, casting down every imagination, here we go. You ready? All you got to do is just work like you're supposed to.
Seems like it was easy enough.
Go up and down. Now go sideways. All right. There we go. Good evening, Community of Faith. Good to have you with us tonight. There we go. John Wayner's the first one in tonight.
Wow.
John Wayner's across the line first, riding his big Harley.
John, you've got a Harley you was holding all that?
John's got a Harley that he didn't tell anybody about. Well, I don't know if John has a Harley or not. Dan Cottle's with us. Dan and Gwen. Huh. Amen. Making a comment or two. There you go. That worked. Gwen Sweeney's with us.
Hello, hello.
How you doing tonight, Sister Gwen? I just declare, right now, in the name of Jesus, you just work right. You just work right. There we go. Working right. Huh. Rice burner. It's a rice burner? Ninja. I like Ninja.
I was thinking it was a dirt bike for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason. We thought it was a dirt bike, brother. Come on over. We'll ride around out here on the square. Bless you, John. It's good to see you with us. She's a very good pilot. You ought to see her fly.
People making comments about my driving.
Yes, they are. It was a fun show. It's a fun show. And it's a fun road. It really is. It's one of them you want to take a dune buggy down. Or, you know, just a semi where you're running from the law. Burns it real fast. I'll bring it by. All right, man. We both got motorcycle endorsements. I don't know if Sister Leanne will get on a Ninja, though.
I don't know.
You should have seen that look. Well, welcome, guys. How's everybody doing tonight? Rebecca Smith, John Wayner, Dave Sweeney, Gwen Sweeney, Dan and Gwen. Love you guys. Hey, hey, the gang's all here. We're starting right in. I don't think I found anywhere a question asked yet for tonight.
I have one. Is YouTube up?
The answer to the YouTube question is no, but it shall be directly. YouTube is now live. Isn't that fun? Just like that. YouTube is now live. I lost you guys. Where did you go? There you are. This one's designed for this. That's designed for that. All right. That's all clear? Was it a bring it on look? And then, actually, no, it wasn't. It was more look over the edge of the glasses, like, really? Rocket, rocket.
I have not driven one of them before.
Sister Phyllis Raymond, welcome. Chris Timmer, give us an update, bud. We love you. Family's all in. Brother Chris is going to type an update in, and we're going to sing when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Sing it again. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Sunday Geyser, oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. I don't know about marching. We're going to be flying. Amen, John. Put me in a place that has not only healed me, but has helped me put my life together. It's
Hallelujah.
Amazing. Hallelujah. The John Wayner, just like that. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, man. Sunday Geyser, I'm on my way back, and all the docs say it looks great. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you, John, Brother Chris, from where we sit, it looks really great. Because what we see is by his stripes, you are healed. Top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You read the scriptures out loud that you sent me. Amen, brother. That's why we send them. That's why we send them. Glory be to God. Well, this is what we say, Chris. We ain't backing off. And we're not backing off of your house. And we're not backing off of revelation and peace and strength and power. We saw the miracle again last night of, or we heard the miracle again last night, the little boy that had 26 miracles. 26 major physical maladies all at one time. And God healed him in one service. Healed them all. The drains are draining. A lot less staples look good. Amen. Amen. May them staples all be out of your body, all the steel out of your body, and you just be standing there a healthy, healed, and whole man. Now, in the mighty name of brother of our Lord and Savior Jesus, of our elder brother Jesus. Now, for those of you that were a part of the program last night, we had We listened to the audio of R.W. Schambach telling the story of 26 miracles, right? And then today I put it up on the Community of Faith page, so it was easy for you to find. Did any of you see that video of the lady at KCM that was healed? That was a pretty powerful testimony. I think it's pretty cool. She's like, on the way here, my fingers started working. What her husband said she had 72 different diagnosable processes that all had to do with her thyroid. And in one session, God healed that lady. And she began to use her fingers, and she stood up. And all of a sudden, she said, I can feel my feet. And then the man said, well, walk. And she took off running, man. That was awesome, right up out of the wheelchair. If you haven't seen it, it's on the Community of Faith Facebook page. You'll be able to see her. You can see her get right out of the wheelchair, and God began to heal her. And then she hadn't played the piano in like 10 years and walked up on that platform and started playing that piano. That's amazing. And just say it with me. And we see the same thing. And we see the same thing. I am believing that right here, right now, tonight, there will be people who will receive a healing here and documentably say, I got to call you, Pastor. What number do I call and tell you my story? We speak it done. We declare it done. We shout it done. We rejoice it's done. Guess what? It's done. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, you know, the coolest part about seeing a miracle happen is when you lay hands on somebody and you can see a visible change in their makeup. You can feel the power of God flowing through you. I've got 54 houses, $2 stores to do. I'm running heavy equipment. Well, that's pretty good. That's quite a testimony there, Brother John. Wow. 54 houses and $2 stores. I have a lot of trust in my wife. I don't know that I trust her enough to shoot a program from the back seat of a motorcycle.
Oh, come on, don't be a chicken sissy.
She just called me a chicken sissy tonight. Did you guys hear that right out loud? Sunday, did you hear that? She called me a chicken sissy. Well, Chris, from time to time, the moderators get to be a number of different people all in one night. It's just an interesting thing. The back seat, the back pew. I don't mind the back pew, Dave Sweeney, but the back seat of a motorcycle? I don't know about that. Oh, you didn't hear it? Sister Leanne called me a chicken sissy. That's awesome, man. We're having a good time tonight, man. This thing's cooking. I like it. Everybody's talking. Everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Having fun. It's a Saturday night.
It's a Saturday night live. Everybody got a cup of coffee? I've only got a few of these left, but I'm glad to share them with you.
Coffee.
I've got six Reese's peanut butter cups. I'll be glad to share them. First five to raise their hand, you get one. The last one's going to me. Sister Leanne.
I didn't even raise my hand because you're afraid I'm going to take you on the motorcycle, isn't it?
Nah, well, Brother John's got a Ninja. I'll make it right from the front seat of the Ninja. That'll be a good one. God is good, John. God is good. We got about five conversations.
We do.
Donna, we need you to jump in and start another one. Wilma, we need you to jump in and start another conversation. And we'll just keep them going. And everybody be like, man, that is a pretzel tonight. Can anybody? See, they used to call the ability to do 15 things at once like this, they used to call it a problem. But it's not a problem. It's a sign of high intelligence.
What is?
I've been on a lot of horsepower before, brother. I don't know if it'll scare me or not, but I'm ready to try. A nice gold wing with a Bluetooth. Brother Chris, I got one left. I got one left. That's why we'd have Leanne driving. Not on a Goldwing, no. Well, I think it would be a really cool program if you was on a motorcycle doing it like that. Because you'd see so much better. And then you guys would be able to, you'd be able to catch the aroma of the wind. Maybe I could throw it to you, Chris. You ready? Here it comes. Did you get it? Well, let her private. I agree, brother. That would be a private. It's, you know, there's just so much beautiful territory around here. It's called smell-o-vision. Wait. Now, what about a trike and Leanne in the sidecar? All right. Now, there you go.
Now, you have to do the program. I'm the official driver.
Just got to have a GoPro mounted right there on the handlebars. We'll keep growing and expanding. We got to get a GoPro on Brother Dan's truck. We got to get a GoPro on Brother Mike, Tony's jets. I want a GoPro on the outside window of Mike Tony whenever he's on a jet. Need a sidecar for Brother Chris? You know, they make them for just about anything, brother. We could hear you scream like a girl if Mr. Disaster tries. Hey, Julian and Bamala have arrived. We finally got wisdom and seasoning with us, not just motorcycles. Amen. Harley and a Bluetooth. And blue teeth.
Did I say teeth? Did I? Your coffee on your computer. Do I need to get a towel?
Oh! Yeah, yours didn't survive, huh, Chris? It's all right. We got one coming, bro. Got one coming. Amen. Julian and Bamala, we're talking about motorcycles and kind of just talking about motorcycles and having a good time. But we'll talk about butterflies too. Malaysia's got some of the most beautiful butterflies, I'll tell you. All of Asia does. You guys just, you got that right environment for that, and it's just beautiful. That guy from Papua New Guinea, man, did he show me some stuff. Wow. And all you guys from Malaysia and Asia are welcome here.
Amen.
You're very welcome. We'll talk about whatever you want to build, have an eject button.
Well, if you just on the back of the bike and just a quick swerve will do it. I'll have to bungee cord you on.
Well, no matter how safe seatbelts are or not, they don't put them on them motorcycles. Yeah, sorry, man. I love you. I love you too, John. Julian and Bamala, we got about 6 or 7 conversations going right now, but it's all good. We want to have a GoPro on Brother Dan's truck with him, so whenever we want to see what's happening on the road where he is, we'll kick it live, and we'll have one on our truck and our motorcycle and your car, and it'll be the Community of Faith GoPro page. We'll just all have one, and everybody can check in every now and then. We'll have one on Brother Dave's creeper for under the car, and all of a sudden we'll be like, whoa, what are we looking at here? Blue teeth. Hallelujah. Are we ready to get started yet, guys? It's just kind of a good Saturday night. Everybody's kind of relaxing, having a good time. And thanks for being here and being a part. You know, whatever you're dealing with in your life, this is a good place to ask a question. You can send it to me on my personal messenger page from Facebook Messenger on my personal page. Send it to me an email. If you don't mind everybody else hearing you ask the question, put it right in here. Hey, I haven't seen Mary Pastor Rick yet tonight, have you?
No, did you message her and wake her up? Sometimes she naps right before the program.
Mary Pastor Rick, you now have 2 invitations to be here. Amen. Wow. Al J. Penginson. Watching from the Philippines. Look at this.
Hallelujah.
Look at him. He's got one too, John. The motorcycle rider. Welcome, sir. Good to have you with us tonight. Well, we better just say, all Jay, it's good to have you with us. And whether or not that's a sir or a ma'am, it's all right with us. Wow. That's a nice looking ride.
Pastor would sit on the back of that.
And 4-valve, 6-speed. Huh. A 150. Nice looking ride, man. Nice looking ride. So we welcome you from the Philippines. We got folks from Malaysia. We got other folks in the Philippines that watch with us. And it's good to have you here. This is a program that is a faith program where we study the Word of God. If you got a question about God or church, religion, life, feel free to ask a question right here. And we're all going to jump in and answer any question you got. You're working 7 days, so if you fall out, you're sorry. We love you, John. Don't fall out unless you're home on your bed. Then you can fall out. Hallelujah. Well, I think it's about time to get started, isn't it? You might say, Pastor, what in the world was this all about? Well, it's Saturday Night Live, where we all get together and we just have fun. I have now drank my whole cup of coffee. However, thank you, Mary, Pastor Rick. It was hot all the way to the bottom. All Jay, it's good to have you with us. How'd you find us, man? How'd you come by us? What I got to do is put a picture of a motorcycle up. We'll get some more motorcycle folks. And then one day we'll have all all your truck drivers and then all the secretaries with your computer. Hallelujah. I think it's about time to get started. We're going to rise. We'll say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Those of you from other nations, you can rise and say the pledge to your flag if you got one. If you don't do that where you're from in your nation, well, it's all right. But we just want you to be a part of this program. Stick around, I'll say. And hey, what city are you from there in the Philippines? We got a lot of friends over there, and I got friends that's married to Philippine people here, and I got friends here that are married to Philippine people there, and we got some Philippine friends, and we know some ministries over there. We know a lot of going on over there in the Philippines, and we're really glad to have you here with us tonight. How's that, love? Thank you.
Welcome.
This is our family. This is our thing. It's what we do every Saturday night. We just kind of hang out, talk, have fun. Conversation kind of goes where it was. We haven't talked about Camaros much tonight, but we can talk about Camaros. I had my Camaro shirt on all day till it came time for the program, and then, of course, you got to be dressed in the proper attire for the program.
It's your Saturday night shirt.
I got my Saturday night shirt on, my Harley Davidson one, in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, well, here we go. Rise together with me. We're going to make the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll get started in tonight. Everybody think of a good question. Here we go. Brenda, Your Honor, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, and those who have been wounded in battle, and they bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and their body. We're going to be praying. This moment of silence is for those families who've stood alongside of them and taken care of them all these years. This moment of silence is in honor of everyone who is serving today. In Jesus' mighty name, this moment of silence will last for 21 seconds. In honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier, this moment of silence begins now. And now join me in singing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And now we'll pray for the United States of America, and we'll pray for each of you in the lands that you're from. Now, I would encourage you, as we pray these prayers for the United States of America, you pray them for your nation, because they're prayers of liberty and justice. And although that may not be the foundation of your Constitution, if you're a believer, speak it over your land, so that it will come to pass there and justice will happen all over your land. And you know what? When there's this many of us from around the world and we're speaking, where two or three of us agree is touching anything, it will be done by our Father, which is in heaven. And we're glad to have you with us tonight from wherever you are around the world. Now, that's not your camera. That's the sun rays here. All right. You can see some of you reaching up and wiping your camera off, saying, wow, you got a hazy view here. Here we go. Let's pray. God and Father of every brave warrior, down through American history, down through the history of freedom around the world. Here we are again, right here, right now, tonight. We have paused to say thank you for the men and women that have served in this great nation. We've paused to give honor to them, their lives lived, and their service rendered. Because our hearts are filled with honor, therefore, honor comes out of us. Gratitude comes out of us. No matter how long we've lived in liberty, we'll not become familiar and sin the sin of familiarity. We love and we appreciate those who have served. We ask now, Lord, for your healing, guiding hand for every veteran that today may be wounded in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body. We pray for every family member, the families of the fallen, the families of the wounded, the families of those who have served and will serve. And we rejoice in your word, Jesus. You said, there is no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. You said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And you said, everyone who gives up father, mother, sister, brother, houses, and lands for your sake and the gospel will in this lifetime reap 100-fold return and eternal life. Now, Lord, we put all of that together, and we speak over the lives of everyone who's around us that have served, those who have protected and defended this great Constitution and our freedoms. And we bless them now tonight. You're the one that called them peacemakers and said they would be called the children of God. Everyone that has gone on before us are now standing in the great cloud of witnesses, cheering on this generation, giving us the courage to fight and helping us see the plan. Thank you, Father. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave the example by laying down your life. And then, the moment you said it's finished, you went to hell and disarmed our enemy, giving us the power on this earth to be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, and replenish it everywhere we go. We speak Joel chapter 2, verse 26 and 27 to the lives of the veterans. You restore the years the locusts have eaten, and your people will never be put to shame. Thank you, Lord, for every mom, every dad, every husband, every wife, every sister, every brother, every son, every daughter. We declare life and life more abundantly into our veterans tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say it with me. No more darkness.
No more darkness.
No more sorrow.
No more sorrow.
No more confusion.
No more confusion.
In their lives another day.
In their lives another
we
day.
We speak the peace of God.
Peace of God.
Passes all understanding will rule their heart and their mind and their understanding. Thank you, Lord. According to Acts chapter 1, verse 3, you give them an infallible proof of who you are so that they just say, wow, I believe in you, God. We say it. No more yielding to the darkness. We say, you come to the light and are blessed by the light and you walk in the light and the angels of Almighty God are with you. We declare right now over every politician around the world. We got people from all over tonight, Lord. That the good politicians stay good and they are delivered by the hand of Almighty God from foolish and ignorant men. Because not all men have faith. We speak this name. We speak this, Lord, according to your holy word. We speak this in faith, speaking to the mountain to be removed. In Jesus' mighty name. Open your eyes, point out your window, and say, corruption, you're bound.
Corruption, you're bound.
You can't function in our nation.
You cannot function in our nation.
Because we love liberty and justice for all.
Because we love liberty and justice for all.
And we bind corruption.
We bind.
We loose truth and liberty and justice.
Liberty and justice.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have two prayers that we pray. And I want you to pray them with us. First one's called to all the isms. Everybody speak this with us right now. To all the isms, it is impossible to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God, and we are rebuilding every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And amen. And now we'll pray the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us. That from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion
to the cause
for which they gave the last full measure of devotion.
And we
highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation, under God, experiencing a new birth of freedom, right here, right now, today, and this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And we thank you for being with us and joining with us. Now, I want you to think about this. One puts 1,000 to flight. Two puts 10,000. If you use that multiple, that would be three. We'd put 100,000. But God is exponential. Two men in the OT chased off a whole army. Two men. Two men chased off a whole army. And I'll tell you something. That being the case, how many can 10 of us chase off? And when we hook our faith to the faith process of everyone else who's believing in God, guess what happens in our lives? We gain great victory and great understanding in the things of God. And we break down barriers that many people may have said is impossible to be broken down. And one of the things you and I are going to continually see is this work and these prayers we're praying over the United States of America and our veterans. You keep watching God put us in a place to lead in the honor of veterans and give us opportunity to truly change people's lives right there in the name of Jesus. And it's going to be by our prayers right here on this program. It's already happening, and God's working. The Holy Spirit is already overtaking my soul. This is amazing. Brother John, we've been speaking this now for a while, that the manifestation of the Spirit of God will show up right in people's homes, and there'll be people that'll fall out in the Spirit right in their own home while we're speaking. By the Spirit of Almighty God. Matter of fact, let's pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray over this program tonight.
Yes.
Lord, you know my heart. I don't have an agenda. I have your agenda. I have verses in many different notes on this computer. I got 15 Bibles. We got the internet. We got Greek and Hebrew dictionaries. I got 20 years of ministry experience. But none of that means anything to me, Lord. This group of people, we want you moving here tonight, touching the life of every person.
Amen.
Right where they are, on purpose, manifesting yourself in their heart, in their soul, in their spirit, causing great victory and great deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way here. Use the experiences of everybody here that we might come to an understanding of who you are and walk in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody pray in the spirit with me for a minute. Sondere mala si cadena mante devan. Ambo sola randa de shakalina monde devan. The Bible says building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the spirit, Jude verse 20. Sondere ba bada kalasina monokata. Ende lande masude vala. Amma sondere vala bada shikidema. Anda dosa. Anda lasa. Endo shromanga. Alavadimane, endam bada vushteka balavanedemo, onde le ramakata, ane masudiva, onde, andala sitema, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we build up ourselves in our most holy faith. Shona kule manakada, ambonde le branana sibede, ala sanakude. Ola Sambanda Ambrasote Kalaban Donda Mandala Sitika Ende Vashapaka. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, listen to this word. Watch this. I have heard you talking. I love it when God reads somebody's mail. You know what's cool about it? Nobody will know it's you if you don't say anything. Watch this. I have heard you talking while you're driving down the street saying, Lord, will you reveal yourself? Listen to this word. This is an interpretation. I just wanted to pray in the spirit, but here we go. We got a word here. It's for somebody tonight. You've been riding on your motorcycle. Somebody. You've been riding in the open air. You've been shouting glory. I'm glad that I'm right here. You've been saying, Lord, I love you. And I want to be your man. This is a man. And I'm telling you, Lord, I'll serve you. Right here. I love it. Don't you love this? You've been saying, Lord, I love you. I need you. I promise I will walk with you. He said, walk with me every day, every way. And you will say, look how good God is to me every day. Whew. Somebody's mail's getting read right now. I love it. Don't you love it? I love it when it's me. I'm your father, Jesus your brother, and these folks are your family. You're a part of this great big family. It's the coolest family tree. Woo! I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. Think about what God just said. Somebody right now, God just spoke to you. You're my child, and I love you. I am causing you to stand. You're my child, and I love you. Please let me guide you with my hand. You are my child. Listen, you're my child. And I'm causing you to stand. You're my child. And I'm leading you. I'm leading you with the Father's hand. It's a hand of love and blessing. It's a hand of peace and joy. It's a hand of grace and mercy. It's a hand that you can know. Wow. Let me lead you. Let me guide you. I am causing you to stand. Huh. As the old hymn said, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. Fear not, I am with you. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will always give you aid. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will cause you to stand upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. Whew. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Man, whoever you are, God's not done. Listen to this. I'm wanting to bless you every day. I'm wanting to bless you. And make you say, oh my, look what's happening in my life right here today. Just let me bless you. Ask me to bless you. Let me bless you every day. I can tell you, I'm your Savior. It's a whole lot easier this way. You can work and do all that effort and all that stress and strain yourself, or you can just let me bless you. And that'll make you a happy self. Hallelujah. I'm your father, and I love you. And I am causing you to stand upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now somebody, when I started speaking that, that word came right to you and you experienced something on the inside of you. You know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit saying, hey, I'm talking to you. And if it's you, then receive it. Write this time down. This is, if you're on Facebook, it's at 50 minutes, 50. That way you have it and you can go back and find it. If you use YouTube, I will mark it out tonight in the YouTube page on our video for tonight. And I will put a timestamp in there. If you go to the comments, if you go to the notes, in that note section, there'll be one that'll say prophetic utterance, or actually it'll say word knowledge. And it'll give you a timestamp. That's four numbers with a colon between them. All right. And then that, when you click on that, that takes you to that exact spot in that YouTube page on that YouTube video. It's a really cool thing to be able to have. And that way you'll be able to find that and listen to it again. You've got to go to war and do some warfare to see these prophetic, these words of knowledge come to pass over your life. And I love it. Somebody's mail got read right there, man. I'm telling you what, somebody's mail just got read, and it's a good thing. If you don't say anything out loud, nobody will know it was you. And if you don't care, and you're like, man, Pastor, that was me, hallelujah, everybody here will see it. And it'll cause understanding to come. I'm hungry. Well, Brother John, there is some goulash here. Is there? Maybe not.
We have food, John. Come over and eat. There's chili.
We have food. You're welcome to come over and eat. There's even a couple thin layer steaks you can put together and fry them in the frying pan and have a taco. We don't have much to put in it, but you can still have one. Rebecca Smith is with us. Welcome, Rebecca. It's good to have you. Now, let's give a few announcements here, and then we'll get into this. We'll wade into this scripture about hell, or this question about hell from Brother Swavedini.
Swavedini.
He's one of our new members
here.
Where
are you from,
Swavedini? Swavedini. It's good to have you. It almost sounds French. Swavedini.
Funny.
All right. Let's do a couple quick things. We're on Blog Talk Radio every night. You can hear us on audio on Blog Talk Radio. You can hear us on YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube. And then you can hear us, see us here on Facebook Live. We have a website. It's called SamuelJCottle.com. Throw you under the bus? No. David Sweeney, I don't know who that Swavedini guy is, but I know you. Now, you can find a link to all three of these different platforms on website page. And you're welcome to go there. The communion service is there. And God being our help, that website's going to become Grand Central Station for a whole lot of stuff. All right? Now, anything we can help you do to walk with God, ask us, no matter what your question is. It doesn't matter what you're studying in God to truly grow and develop yourself. We've got at least 20 videos to cover that. You might say, really, Pastor? We have over 350 videos of teaching. That's a lot of teaching videos. And so we're glad to be able to help you. Just let us know what topic you're studying. Oh, my goodness.
Studying.
And we'll send you right over there to a couple good videos, give you a link, and get you connected. And we've even got notes in a bunch of them, the verses in a bunch of them, and we just make it very easy for you to study and restudy the Word of God. All week long, we've been studying the topic of grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and making a spiritual confession. The importance of speaking the Word of God out loud, boldly, every day. Those of you in the tent meeting thread, I posted Dutch Sheets, give him 15 for today, and I thought that was amazing. Thank you, Brother Dan, for giving me the heads up on that. I appreciate that, man. Really do. And it sounds like he's going to be doing a couple more of them, so make sure you catch the Dutch Sheets for the next couple of days. If you don't know what that is, that's an app called Giving 15. If somebody will post that link in there, that'll be a blessing to other people that may not know about it. And it'll help you just grow. Well, we're about here. We're a family of believers. We're a body of believers. We call ourselves a community of faith. And we are very specifically clear. The Bible says this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So what's that mean? That means the way of overcoming the world is what faith is, to figure out what faith is. Even tonight with the question and answer, it's all going to go to faith. You got to believe God. You got to believe the Word. You got to walk out what the Word says. Because when you do what the Word says, you get what the Word says is coming to you in Jesus' mighty name. Just
yeah.
You can search Give 15 up on YouTube. Yeah, they have a YouTube channel. The guy's name is Dutch G. Somebody just type it in, and then under it right in the comment, Give him 15. And you can find him on YouTube. He has an app. You can also find him on YouTube. Now, Saturday night we've called Tithe and Offering Night by the direction of the Holy Spirit. And the cool thing about how we do tithes and offerings here is we say it, and we tell you about the verse of Scripture, and then we go back to answering questions. Because tithe is about your worship of the Father and your worship of God with your money. And people's lives have changed forever because they're tithers. Why? Because when you give yourself to it, Brother Mike was going to come up with us and speak to us a little bit, but I don't see you, Brother Mike. I know he's having a challenge getting himself located into a hotel where he's at there. No, let's go to Luke 16:13. Brother John. And let's go to this. That is not the right verse of Scripture. Well, Let's read this. It's a word. It'll work. Therefore, this is Luke 16:11-13. No, let's do 10-13. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful in that which is most. He is unjust in what is least is also unjust in that. 11. If any of you have not been faithful in the unrighteous man, he will commit to your trust the true riches. Faithful in what another man's, who will give you what is your own. No servant can serve two masters. He will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is the money system of this world. And it's run by a demon. Mammon is a demon. Now, without going deep, because that's not my assignment tonight, I want to say it this way. There's two masters, God and there's mammon. Mammon is the way the world runs it. Tithe is the way God runs it. You don't want a party like a mammon to control you anymore? I recommend you go over here to the kingdom of God and you worship the Lord with your tithe. Now let's go there real quick. Malachi chapter 3, look at what it says. Verse 8 through 12. Here we go. Will the man rob? Obviously, they said no. And he said, you robbed me. And they said, how? How do you rob God? He said, in tithes and offerings. 9. You are cursed with a curse. Even this whole nation. What does that mean, Pastor? That means this. In that day, if you didn't tithe, you were cursed. Now, you and I have been redeemed from the curse of the law because Jesus paid the price with his blood. So that curse here on this side of the cross no longer has an effect on you. But you get all of the blessing. And when you worship the Lord with your tithes and offerings, listen to me, worship the Lord with your tithes and offerings, then all of God's financial blessing comes on you. And what is that? There'll be food in the house. That means here, somebody will be here teaching you good teaching. He said, I'm going to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you can't contain. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. The devourer will not destroy the fruit of your ground. That means your seeds getting to the ground, planting, growing, developing, producing the harvest. And then, look at this. You'll be a delightsome land. Verse 12. All nations will call you blessed. Why? Because you honored God in your tithes and offering. Now, the old doctrine is, if you don't tithe, you go to hell. No, it's not. It's not true. Not true. Watch this. God is going to help you get out of that world system, even though you might be functioning in it every day, and he's going to make it work in this system. Here's how it works. All of a sudden, you look at things. Didn't we get like $25 the other day? The other day, we received a deposit in our account that we were supposed to receive, and deposit was $25 more than what was supposed to be received. Documentable deposit that went in our account that was $25 more. Why? Don't know. God's saying, watch me put money in your account. Guess what happens if God can put $25 in your account?
And we even called them and told them, and they were...
He can put $25,000 in your account if he wants. That one big conference down in the Caribbean somewhere, the preacher was preaching and stopped and prophesied and said, somebody here is going to have an extra $1 million in their account when they get out of this service tonight. And so quite naturally, there'd be a whole lot of folks checking their account. And there was a guy that night in that service who said, I received that in my life when he walked out. There's $1 million with a paper trail. It was in his account. Pastor, you tell me if I give my tithe, I'm going to get $1 million? Nope, that's not how it works. I'm telling you, when you get your money right, you get off the mammon system and you get into the God blessing system. Somebody just said they've been fighting greed their whole life. Well, listen to this. Yeah, blessing us beyond measure. Mammon is made up of poverty, debt, lack, greed, and the love of money. The five demon system. Debt. Lack. That means no matter what you do, you just don't have enough. Greed, which is the love of money. You can't get enough. And then the greed is you cannot get enough. You want more, you want more, you want more. And the love of money, which is you just love it. Now, I love having money, but I don't love the money. I love what it gives me the ability to go do for other people like you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, those of you that feel like, no, it's not about feeling. Those of you who've been assigned by God to make this your church home, and you call me your pastor, the tithing app is there, or the tithing app, the Cash App and the PayPal is there. And you can send your tithe in that way. And that's a blessing. We put it right into the work of the ministry. Come do this. And we make things happen. Over 350 teachings on faith. Isn't that something? That's something. We shall hallelujah. Let's pray right now, Father. We thank you for everyone who has tithed and sown a seed into this ministry. Bless them, Lord. Bless everyone here who has a ministry they tithe to. Yes. And bless their ministry, we pray. Bless everyone here who knows the power of sowing a seed. Yes. Bless their seed that's been sown. I speak your word. The windows of heaven open, the blessing being poured out. The seed gets in the ground, grows, produces a harvest. And it can't stop it. All nations calling us blessed. I declare that every person that gives, it'll be given back to them. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. And running over. And Father, I declare tonight, every one of these people with us tonight beat the system of mammon. And poverty no longer has an effect. Lack no longer has an effect. Debt no longer has an effect. We owe no man anything but to love him, and we are the lender and not the borrower. Greed, the love of money, your power is broken. We now have the power of Almighty God flowing in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for supernatural financial miracle and fallible proofs in the lives of all these people. And we will be faithful to return to you what belongs to you and do the work of the ministry that you've given us to do in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout glory or something. Glory or something and glory or something. Sister Chris Rich, we're glad you're here with us. And I think that late would be if you showed up and nobody was here.
Yes.
You're just rolling in right about time for the good stuff. That's all been good so far. We're going to receive communion a little bit later, so stick around. And it's going to be a blessing. God has kept me, fed me, loved me all these years. Pastor Sam has not only guided me spiritually, but I've fed him physically. Amen. And if you bring bacon, we'll feed you eggs tomorrow. All right. Now, Brother Dave's got a question here. Just catch up and mustard everything here. Hey, you know what? Let's pray for Sunday and Chris. Father, in the name of Jesus, today is the day of the memorial service for Brody. We speak peace, and we speak strength, and we speak blessing in this family. We speak life in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life to every one of these people that are dealing with COVID, every one of these people that have got a physical ailment in their life. Travis and Barb, pneumonia, we rebuke you. Get out of Barb's life. Strength to Wilma and Jim. We speak over Velma and Joy and Mikey and Claire. We speak over Rebecca and Christine Barkley. We declare life and life more abundantly for Erica and for Kathy Angaroni's mom, these that are dealing with cancer. We speak right now over Teresa Dowd and over the Thorsby family. Thank you for that amazing testimony there, Lord. Thank you for the story from asthma, the power of asthma is broken. El Talina, Ben and Darlene, Susie, the Baker family, Audrey Van Gessel, Ron and Chris Rich. We speak over Brenton and Owen. We speak over DJ and Nate. We declare over Sherry Gilbert and Michelle and Brother Chris Timmer. Life and life more abundantly in these people's lives. And now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Connie Jr., we speak to your body. You obey the word of God and be healed. We speak to every medical professional, whether or not you know who God is. We command you in the name of Jesus to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit and do what it takes to let this man come to life like we are speaking it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen and amen and amen and amen. Now, here we go. Let's get this question answered. All right, I'm not seeing where Jesus went to hell after he died. The scripture says Sheol, just along the same lines that we don't go to heaven or hell until the second coming. Woo! Dave Sweeney. Now, that is not a good stump the pastor question, because I know the answer to this. But the cool thing about it is that's an important question. I am not seeing where Jesus went to hell after he died, okay? And I've been saying the whole Holy Week that Jesus went to hell, defeated the devil. And in so doing, forever silenced the enemy and gave us victory over all the power of the devil. So let's go grab my first really good powerful verse on this. Colossians chapter 2. Somebody shout, I love the word. I love the word. We got Brother John Wayne to write a song on that, I love the word. That'd be a good one for you, John, to write. I love the word. I love the word. We are going to Colossians 2:11 through 15. Colossians 2:11 through 15. Hold on, I got text, Brother Mike. All right, watch this. Verse 11 says, in him you were also circumcised with circumcision, made without hands, by the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Christ is the anointing that's on Jesus. 12, buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith. So you and I, when we're baptized, is a symbol of you going down in the water, dying, and being raised up, born again. All right? Jesus went into the grave and was raised again. Keep going. 13, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. And so, say it. All my sin has been forgiven.
All my sin has been forgiven.
Watch this. 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that were against us. That means you've done wrong, you sinned, there was a judgment made, and you had to pay a price. Handwriting of requirements against you, there was a debt you had to pay. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Now, watch this. 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. He was where they were, triumphing over them. Jesus was the first to be born again from the dead, from hell. Now, the question is it hell? Is it Sheol? We're down here splitting these hairs in hell. That was an attempt at a good joke. And it didn't really come out like it was trying to. Don't worry about that. All right. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Now, this is my first statement. Whether the word is defined hell or Sheol, verse 15 is what happened. He disarmed principalities and power. Right?
Yeah.
And so that process was, this was wherever they were. Jesus had to go to hell. All right? He had to go and preach to the captives. Sheol is where they went before the cross, and Abraham's bosom is where they went before the cross. But today, people go instantly to heaven. Paul said, instant death is instant glory, not instant Abraham's bosom. Now, let's look at another verse that tells us the same thing. Ephesians chapter 2. No, Ephesians chapter 1. 2 is good, but let's stick with 1. And let's go to 19. Through 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power. Well, excuse me. Goodness sakes alive. Spicy pizza with a peppercini. All right. Working of his mighty power. Look at 20. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Remember what Jesus did when he was there. He defeated principalities and powers, made a shame of them publicly, triumphing over them in it. Verse 21. Far above all principality, far above all power, far above all might, far above all dominion, far above every name, far above. He put all things under his feet. So Jesus has completely, totally destroyed the power of that force on this earth. Now, let's go to, what happened here? Let's go to the rich man and Lazarus. Where did it go? There it is. Luke 16. Galatians 2:11-15. I got a couple of you over here in Galatians.
We did Galatians already. Well, you had us.
I had Galatians put in?
Yes.
No, I misspoke myself with the Galatians verse.
Oh. Because
no matter how good those verses are, they just really don't have anything to do with this subject. Luke 16, let's go there. This is one of the stories that tell it. The rich man and Lazarus. It's kind of like Toys R Us, but it was Lazarus. Yeah, that was a good one too, but I kind of slaughtered it, so you don't have to laugh. If you have sin, like us, you can't get back out, but Jesus got back out. That's right. That's good, John. Jesus hadn't sinned, and Jesus didn't go to hell week. Go to hell week. All right, let's see if I can say that differently. Jesus didn't go to hell in a weakened state. He went there in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit, and he went there in the power of that righteousness that he gives to you and me. So as soon as his feet hit there, he obliterated that place. And he got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Now watch, let's read it. Don't worry, we got a lot of reading yet to do, so are you ready? Somebody shout, I love the word, I love the word, I love the word, I love the word. Ready? Verse 19, and we're going to go down through 31. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple. I like purple. And it says it was fine linen. I like fine linen. How about you? And he fared sumptuously. I would like that too. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who laid outside his gate. I wouldn't like that and wouldn't let it happen. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. That ain't good. And the dogs came and licked his sores. That ain't good. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. Now watch this. You'll notice that Lazarus had a name. So it's a real being. It's a real man. It's not just a leper in a story Jesus is telling for a principle. This actually happened. The rich man died and was buried, and being in torments in Hades, that's what they called it here in the verse, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Now, you can see what that's talking about, Abraham's bosom. That's talking about, hold on just a second here. That's talking about where they went. It was, some people call it a storage tank so that other people get an understanding of it. But what verse am I in here? Carried him away. Come on. And in the bosom. I'm almost there. Yeah, now see, the King James calls it hell. Hadassah, unseen, that is Hades, or the place of departed souls, grave, hell. All right? So, you know, when what we come down to is splitting a hair of a word. I wanted to see that. Let's finish the story, because this is what actually happened. Verse 23, and being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. That man, that rich man, could see Abraham and was talking to him. Now, what's Abraham's bosom? Watch this. Abraham's bosom is the fact that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Therefore, everyone that believed God was blessed by believing Abraham and therefore had access to Abraham's faith when Jesus came and preached to him and took him all to heaven. All right? Because of Abraham's faith. Now watch. And 25, Abraham said, son, remember this. In your lifetime, you received many good things. And likewise, Lazarus, evil things. But now he's comforted and you're tortured. He says all this between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So that those who want to pass from here to there, from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. He said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. You notice in hell, Hades, Sheol, whatever the word is you're going to use here, he had all of his faculties.
Yeah.
He's not sleeping. He's not burnt to a crisp, and that's all. It's all done, and it's dark now. No. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows he's in torment. He now knows from Abraham, you ain't getting out of there. And there's a gulf fix. Nobody can come to you. And now he's concerned. I am in horrible torment. And I don't want my brothers coming here. What's he begging Abraham to do? Send somebody to preach to him. Look at 29. Abraham said to them, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. Well, they might. They might repent. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to make a choice and a decision to walk with God. Now watch this, just a minute. I'll show you something. He said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. What's Jesus telling him? They got a good preacher right where they are. And if they don't believe that, Lazarus came back from the dead, they wouldn't believe that either. Now,
Wilma's here.
Woohoo! Brother Tanvir's here. Welcome, Wilma. Lazarus died. Jesus brought him back from Abraham's bosom. Why would Jesus do that? Well, my first answer is 'cause. Is that a good answer? Well, number one, he died before his time. So that's why Jesus brings anybody back from the dead, is they died before it was their time. Right? Excuse me, I got to have a little bit of chocolate and peanut butter. Dave's got me deep.
While you're eating, Dave has a cool testimony.
Dave has a cool testimony?
Yeah.
Did he call in?
No, it was when you were doing the tithing thing that you were already.
All right.
Fixed a client's vehicle, knew they were on limited funds, did the best we could, and we received unexpected funds in our account. 10% of those funds paid the client's bill almost to the penny. Praise God. Isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
I love it. I love it when that happens.
That's really cool. It's an amazing testimony. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're going to get back to Sheol and hell and all of that, but I got to see this testimony of Dave. Jesus stomped the devil's head under the foot and took the keys to hell and said, ha, 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 amen. I don't see this testimony. Where's it at? Fixed a client vehicle, knew they were on limited funds, but did the best we could. We received unexpected funds in our account. 10% of those funds paid the client's bill almost to the penny. Praise God in heaven.
Hallelujah.
But now let's say something here. Dave and Gwen are tithers and they're givers. These are very giving people here. Say it. That's God's money right there.
Yeah, that is.
God's dollars and cents go way beyond anything you can understand. It's like that we made how many phone calls trying to figure out where $25 come, and we finally just said, well, we'll just keep it.
Yeah, well, that's what she said.
This is what I know.
Hallelujah.
If God can put $25 in my account, he can put $25,000 in my account. He can put $250,000 in our accounts. He can put $2.5 million in. How big is the mountain you're asking God to move and bring it to you right now in the name of Jesus? If you're not asking for the exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, he's not going to do anything bigger for you. I want to hire sub-employees right here in the ministry.
Yeah.
It's going to cost $50,000 to hire an employee. There ain't no way around it. Just bottom line of what it's going to cost. But I'm not concerned about it. And I'm not saying, well, that's too big for God. I'm saying I want 3 employees. And I want all the equipment they need to be able to function effectively.
Yep.
And I am buying cheap junk. I am buying secondhand. And it's going to be brand new, and it's going to be nice, and it's going to be right. What's Dr. Winston say? It's going to be tight, and it's going to be right. Watch this. Let's get back here to Lazarus. Now, this is Jesus teaching about hell, okay? This is Jesus teaching about Abraham's bosom. This is our Lord and Savior teaching you about hell, Hades, Sheol. And when you look up the word in the Strong's, it uses all three of those words in the same reference. Now, the burning pit that lasts forever. The bottomless pit that the enemy's thrown into. That's not this one. That's a different one. But these people that are going to be in hell or Sheol are people that did not choose Jesus. Now watch this. There's a bunch of people that said, man, I got to go right now and start preaching to my family. Okay, I agree with you. But let's check to see what it is you're supposed to be preaching. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. Now, I'm going to grab some more verses on hell and hell, but I want to lay this foundation in here right now, because there's a whole bunch of people in the New Testament and in this day that preach, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was John the Baptist teaching. The disciples said in Acts chapter 10, repent. At times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. But look at what Paul said in these verses, 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. If anyone is in Christ, say it, I am.
I am in Christ.
He is a new creation. Say it, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
All things have passed away and all things have become new. Say it, that's me. All things have passed away. All things have become new. That is a process that happens to every believer that is born again. All your old has passed away. Everything becomes new. You are a being that doesn't exist. That never existed before. You are a being that actually doesn't exist. Did you know that? This video is going to go viral on the internet. This man believes I'm a being that doesn't exist. Now watch this. 18. All things are of God who's reconciled us to himself. What does the word reconciled mean? To be made one with. To be made one, made right. Reconcile means you were at odds, you were an enemy, you had an offense, you had a distance. And reconciled, it means you'd be brought back one together with them. Brought back one together with. Thank you, love. Careful, the bottom of that cup hot. Thank you, Mary Pastorek. Acts chapter, hold on just a second. Wilma, I grabbed the wrong reference. Acts chapter 10 is a good chapter, but that wasn't the right one. So anyways, it says repent in time, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. That's actually the verse I was trying to quote. But here we go. 18. I'm in 2 Corinthians 5:18. Who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Now watch. And has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Say this, I am a minister of reconciliation. Say it again. I am a minister of reconciliation. I am a minister of reconciliation, not a messenger of repent or you burn in hell. Which is going to be more palatable? The Father wants you to be reconciled to him. You better change now or you're going to hell. The message of repent or burn in hell forever is a message of fear. It's never an effective message for people that you have a relationship with that you're going to see every day. If you're an evangelist standing on a platform in a strange city where people you don't know, then the Father might give you that message that says repent. But when you look at the message of Dr. Billy Graham and what he taught be reconciled to Christ. And there was a billion people that were saved in his ministry. We say, I am a minister of reconciliation. Not that it's not you will someday be one. You are a minister of reconciliation right now if you're born again. What does that mean? You've been reconciled, and that means you can bring other people to our God and reconcile them, make them at one by the blood of Jesus, by the prayer of salvation, and just by helping them receive Jesus' righteousness. 19, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their sins to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Hellfire and brimstone ain't going to get you as far as the message of reconciliation. Did the rich man die and go to hell? Yeah, Sheol, yeah, he did. And he's in torment. That's Jesus' teaching. That man is being tormented. People who say, well, when you die, you just roll over in the dead like a dog. Nope. Hundreds of scriptures that say that's not the truth. When you make this book, the answer. But here's the reality. Jesus stripped the principalities and powers. Jesus had to go where that rich man went because he carried the weight of the sin there. And Jesus, when he got there, dumped the sin and then defeated the enemies. Now, let's go to that verse. Matthew, let's see, get out of this, and I got to get there. And let's grab the verse that says, death and hell. Maybe I got to be in a different translation. Jesus defeated the powers of death and hell. Yeah, it saved a lot of souls. It definitely is. The only problem with that message, it saved a lot of people. A lot of them wanted to go to hell. Matter of fact, one of the statements they made at Mount Carmel was, there's no sin that's worth 1 minute in hell. I don't remember who it was that preached it, but whoever it was that preached that said that, that's seared my soul forever. Yeah, that's a good statement, Dave. Right or wrong, the message of fear of hell saved a lot of souls. And I've told you guys the story. This is to make Dave's statement there a little more powerful. I've told you guys the story several times about how I took a whole van load of kids all the way from West Branch, Michigan, to Circleville, Ohio, to Rod Parsley's church and Columbus, Ohio. And for a 28-minute program about the first 25 minutes in hell. And it showed Goliath, and it showed, you know, the pharaohs and the wicked leader, Saul, all the wicked people there. But then the demons started running out and grabbing people out of the congregation that were church people. And as the demon ran down the aisle to throw them in the pit of hell, they were screaming, but I went to church all my life. It don't matter. You don't know Jesus. I was a good man. It don't matter. You don't know Jesus. I gave to the poor. It don't matter. You don't know Jesus. And then the demon would throw them into hell. Well, it was a pretty vivid picture in this big old building where you could see an actual looking demon with a big light on him grabbing somebody out of the seat. I told all those kids before the service started, I told every one of them, I am your pastor. I have personally seen all of you born again with these two eyes. You're born again. All of you are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and all of them prayed in the heavenly language. I said, you guys are right with God. When this is done, you're going to feel like you need to go to that altar. And I said, and if you want to, it's okay, but I'm letting you know you don't have to. I'm like 5 minutes before it was done. I'm like, I sure hope all these kids go to the altar because I want to go with them as their pastor.
And so did y'all go?
Yeah. Everybody went to the altar. As a good pastor, I went and prayed with them. It's okay if you guys laugh on that. That's good.
Do you remember the Bible Christopher Trade House?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on just a second. I got to get my comments going again. Somehow they have stopped, ceased. Now, I'm in Revelation chapter 1 and 17. Let's go to 17. This is John, the revelator. He's on the beach on Patmos, and Jesus shows up and gives him the revelation of the book of Revelation. All right? Just so you know, if you got one of the Bibles that say the revelation of John the Baptist, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation is about Jesus. It's not confusing. It's a revelation. If it was a confusation, Jesus would have called it that. It's called the book of Revelation, which means it should be revealed to you. Ready? 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his hand on right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am. That lets you know who's there. The great I am is on the beach with John. The first and the last. 18. I am he who lives and was dead. So that means he was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Look at what it says. I have the keys of Hades and death. Now, Jesus had to be where those keys were to get him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on just a second. Hold on. I just got to send somebody a link. There we go. All right. So say it. Jesus has the keys.
Jesus has the keys.
Of death and of Hades. Death and hell. Death and Hades. Oh, Jesus. Write the things you have seen and the things which are, the things which will be, take place. Now, let's go to Matthew. Chapter 18. This is the story of Jesus and the boys walking down the road. This is verses 13 through 20. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Why? They know people are teaching. Wow, Chris and Sunday, thank you for doing everything you're doing over there. You guys are doing a good job in YouTube. What? 15, he said, but who do you say I am? Because it doesn't matter what everybody else says. It matters what you say. Peter said, you are the Christ. Well, those are the right words, Peter. The Son of the living God, Jesus answered and said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. 18. I say to you, you are Peter. And on this rock, what rock? I am the Christ. But Peter, the church is built on. Some people got it confused and said Peter was the rock of the church. No. Peter's an apostle. God didn't build nothing on humans. He built it on him and his spirit. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Well, Jesus died, went and got the keys, and totally disarmed hell. Now, this is a great question that Brother Dave asked, because we're getting a lot of miles on this, Brother. Thank you. Watch. 15. I will give you the keys of the kingdom. All right, Sunday, Mary and Martha. Amen. Who's Lazarus? Lazarus, come forth. In the name of Jesus. He said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom, whatever you bind. Say it. I'm binding.
And now it's bound.
I'm loosing.
And now it's loose.
So those are keys that you have. Go with me to John. Yeah, let's see if I can get it. 8. No, that's not the right verse. Well, wait, I'll send you there. John 8, 28 through 36. Yep, that's where we were, right there. Matthew 18, yep, that's the right verses, Wilma. And now we're going to John 8, 28 through 36. You're doing good, Wilma. If you can keep up to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and my stuttering, no, I don't stutter, and my... whatever you call it, you're doing good.
Holy Spirit talking.
There you go. Holy Spirit talking. Watch this. John 8, 28 through 36. Yep. Jesus said, when you lift up the Son of Man, you'll know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. Well, who sent Jesus? The Father. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Why? Because he just said, as my Father taught me, I also do those things. Jesus had to be taught by the Father just like me.
I spent so much time in the temple.
That's right. Verse 30, and he spoke these words, and many believed in him. We're speaking these words, and all y'all are believing. Be right. Well, when you come back, Chris Rich, bring Lazarus with you. 31.
Four donuts.
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believe that if you abide in my word, and you are my disciples indeed. 32. And will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Say it with me. I know the truth. And the truth makes me free. And then they started arguing about everything. Verse 36 says, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, I got to get a different verse, and it's something to do with bestow kingdom. Let's see. Nope. Grant? No?
And bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed on me. Luke 22:29.
There you go. Luke 22. Now, we had a little bit of a little break there, but watch this. Luke 22:29. There it is. Why didn't my search work? Anyways, I want you to see this, because Jesus said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Then I put the verses, then the Holy Spirit put the verses in there about you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And now, 22:39, and I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one on me. Say this with me. By inheritance.
By inheritance.
I have a kingdom.
I have a kingdom.
See, Jesus went and got the keys to death and hell, and he's brought them to you and me. Say this with me. I have the keys of the kingdom.
I have the keys of the kingdom.
You got to use them. You got to learn to use the keys. Well, Pastor, what in the world are the keys for? The person with the keys decides where everything's going. If you got the key, you can open the door. If you got the key, you can turn on the car. If you got the key, you can unlock what is locked. I'll take the if out. Since you have the key, you get to function because the key gives you authority. Who gave us the keys? Jesus gave us the keys. And all of it is available because you're born again. You receive his righteousness, and now you're functioning in it. How do you lose? You don't lose. Why? Because every day, you spend every day, all day long, functioning in that righteousness. You aren't going to lose. You are not going to lose. Now, all of this message tonight came from a question about hell. Right? And there's a lot of people that say, well, Jesus said to hell. Well, yeah, he did. We just saw it. Or hell, Hades, Sheol, whatever you want to call it. He went to the region of the damned at that point in history. And history is his story. So Jesus went there because he carried the sins of the world with him, dropped them in hell, left them there, and was immediately the sacrificial lamb that was slain and had power over all of death, hell, and the grave immediately on the spot in hell. Hell was shaken in fear when he showed up. Why? Because Jesus was the sacrificial lamb, and he was perfect, and they couldn't touch him. So he defeated death, and he defeated hell, and the last one that's going to be defeated is the grave, right? So say it. I have the keys of the kingdom.
The keys of the kingdom.
Whatever I bind
on this earth
will be bound from heaven.
Bound in heaven.
Whatever I loose on this earth will be loosed from heaven to me. What's the purpose of all that? So that things that are out of order here will be put back in order. Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, and God was with him. All right? Let's go to the Gospel of the Kingdom verse. Matthew 24:14. Watch this. So let's go Matthew 24:10-14. And then many will be offended, and they will betray one another, and will hate one another. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because of lawlessness, people just living with no fear. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Because there's so much sin everywhere, there's no shame in it. It's where we are right now. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Look at verse 14. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Well, what is the gospel of the kingdom? Matthew chapter 6, and that is 9 through 15. It's the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come to this earth as it is in heaven. What is our assignment every day? Take Mary and Martha and go raise Lazarus.
Amen.
Bless you, Chris. What is our assignment every day? Everywhere we go, bring the gospel of the kingdom. Everywhere we go. It don't matter. You might say, Pastor, I don't want to be that person led astray. Yeah, I don't either. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it one more step past that. I'm not going to be that person led astray.
Yeah, amen.
You know why? Because I'm going to stick to this book. And I'm going to read it right out of the book. And I'm going to find five verses that match it out of the book, out of the Bible. And we're going to stick with the word of God no matter what. And we're going to go after the kingdom that Jesus has bestowed upon us. Jesus bestowed a kingdom on us. Well, guess what that means? We've got an accountability and a responsibility in this kingdom here. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, and I'm not going to read the whole story, but this is 11 through 27. This is the parable of minas. Watch what this says. Let's go to 12 and 13. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom. That's what Jesus is doing right now. He went to a far kingdom to receive to himself a kingdom. Kingdom of heaven. So watch. And then to return. He called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, occupy till I come. Say it with me. Do business.
Do business.
Until I come back.
Yes.
Jesus is saying to you and me, everywhere we go, every day, occupy, do business until I come back. Well, what's the business of the kingdom? Thy kingdom come to this earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean? We got to learn what faith is so we can speak the word of faith, speak the word of God. And no matter what situation we go into, we change that situation to the kingdom of God manifesting in the earth and those people's life on the spot every day. Which is what Jesus did. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good of the devil, because God is with them. Sunday, you never brought back Lazarus.
Not yet. She's working on it, I'm sure.
Well, Sunday, we love you.
She's done with us.
We love you, Sunday. God bless you. Thanks for being here with us. Thanks for being a part. God bless you. You too, Chris. See, God has anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth when he was here, but God's anointed you. Say, I am anointed.
I am anointed.
I am anointed. Wow, I got to go to one more set of verses. I keep trying to disconnect from this, but Holy Spirit's not letting me. Romans 8, 14 through 17. Good word on finding five verses. You know, Brother Dave, that's one of the things that a couple of Dr. Barclay's fathers taught us is don't build a doctrine out of one verse. Can't do it. Matter of fact, do your best to find a verse in the Old Testament that prophesies it and the New Testament that shows it comes to pass and then the principle and make it five verses, and if you can, find 10. Put them all together. Put them in a document. Put them in a note. Speak them enough that it gets down inside it, which is what we've been teaching all week long here. Thank you, Wilma. You're doing a fantastic job. I just missed Shannon, though. Where you are wasn't, Shannon. We miss you. We just miss you. And Brother Mike, Mike's on an airplane tonight. I miss you, brother. You're just folks, just our folks. When we don't see you, we miss you. Here we go. Romans 8, 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Say it. I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Verse 15. You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. You did not receive that spirit. But the spirit of adoption where you cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Look at what it says in 17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. That means we are direct descendants of God and Jesus. You can't say that, Pastor.
Amen.
I just read it. I didn't say it. I read it. Right out of the Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. I'll read and pray and then obey. The Bible. See, God has put all this into our hands. And he wants us to function well in it.
Yes.
He truly does. And the reality is, the spirit of religion is the spirit that tries to keep us believing in all the freedom and the joy and the happiness and the peace. Goodness sakes alive. I got more verses coming. Romans 4, or 8, 22. Romans 8, 22. For we know the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains until now. This earth is longing for you and I, children of God, to take dominion over it like Adam and Eve were supposed to have in the garden when this earth was created. Romans 8.
Yeah, I know.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. If you don't praise me, the rocks are going to cry out.
Yeah.
That earth is longing for you and I to step up and do our part. Mm-hmm. It's right here in Romans chapter 8. The earth is longing for you and I to stop the power of the enemy functioning on this earth and do our part. Have I ever told you, you sure do sing good songs. Bless you, Phyllis. I love you. You too, Mary, Pastor Rick. And anybody else that tells me I sing good, I love you and I bless you too. Let's go here. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating or drinking, but righteousness, which causes peace, righteousness and peace cause joy, and all of it is in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. I think I can now say I'm finished. Wait, you guys got a good person here with you, because Sister Lynn's like, are you done yet? No, she didn't either. It's a joke. No, wait, watch this. The question started out about did Jesus go to hell or Sheol. It's a good question. And here's the reality of it. Theologians have argued hell and Sheol words since Paul wrote them. There's been small holy wars written, fought over those two words. I'm not going to fight over those words. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to fight over those words because this is what the truth is. Wherever it was Jesus went, he disarmed principalities and powers. He dumped the sins of the world there. He made a public open shame of the principalities and powers wherever it was he was. And he was raised high above it all.
So mission accomplished, whatever they want to
mission accomplished. And here's, I've been in some of these conversations about hell and Sheol. Well, I'm not going to argue it because Paul said don't argue it. Same. Now, the bottomless pit, totally different story. Bottomless pit is where the devil will be thrown, and he will fall forever. Oh, is that possible? Chained and bound and thrown into the bottomless pit. Forever. I can hear you in my sleep. I hope you don't hear that in your sleep, all right? I'll sing the blood song, Rebecca, so we get you out of this hell stuff. That's why I don't preach a lot about hell. Why? Jesus broke the power of it. Let's teach heaven. Let's teach reconciliation. Let's teach deliverance. Let's teach power. Jesus said in Mark 10:29, I give you power. No, not Mark 10:29. Mark. Look, anyways, in that verse, he said, I give you power over all the power of the devil. Over all of it. Nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
Luke. It's Luke. It's Luke 10:19. Yeah, Luke 10:19. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to see more miracles yet here tonight, Lord. Because people came to be free. And your freedom is here. Thank you, Father. Have your way in the life of every person that's here. Father, we thank you for these words. Thank you for Brother Dave asking the question. Thank you for everybody joining in with their revelations. Thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that led us. What a path you just led us on. Right out of the Word of God. Thank you that as you are in this world, Jesus, right now, so are we. And that means perfect love is cast out all fear. and torment that went with it. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the praise. Right now, while we receive communion, Father, by the Holy Spirit of God, we ask that you bring people from all over the world to see us receiving communion and stop by and receive communion with us right now tonight. The new covenant worship. And be blessed. We ask that our communion times, our new covenant worship times, will be worldwide, power-packed, Holy Spirit blessed deliverance services every time we're here. In the mighty name of Jesus. And may the lives of every one of the people who are here tonight be blessed abundantly beyond measure. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. We pray it in Jesus' mighty name. Whew. What a night. How many verses? Anybody know? Sister Lan's got the verses over here. Did you get them all in? Christine Barclay, I didn't see you. God bless you, Christine. We love you. There it is. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Verses for you. I copy and paste them right into my note on my iPhone. And what a blessing. What a blessing. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you right here, right now, tonight. In my sleep mind, I can study well that way. You do, Rebecca, because it just goes right down in deep inside of me. Going to retire. Uh-oh, Dave and Gwen are retiring. Where are you retiring to? Mexico, Tahiti? Here we go. I deliver to you the Lord Jesus on the same night he was betrayed. Verse 24. When he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. I love this verse. Verse 26. For as often as you, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until it comes. Well, guess what? We're going to do it often then. 28. Let a man examine himself. Isn't that the coolest verse? Mm-hmm. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. God bless us to be bold. Because here's why. Because as he is, present tense right now, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Say it with me. I have the love of Christ.
I have the love of Christ.
Get out of their life fear.
Get out of their life fear.
In Jesus' mighty name. Watch this. First Corinthians 11, 28. Let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself. It is one of the most liberating verses that God has blessed me with in the last 365 days. Let a man examine himself. Right out of the Apostle Paul's mouth, talking about communion, let a man examine himself. Why are you saying it like that, Pastor? Because your Christian life is not about somebody else examining you. Learn to walk with God. Now, if I give you a ministry assignment, now we got to talk about the assignment. God gives you a ministry assignment. He's going to examine your life and say, hey, we see this? We got to go here and here. He's got to have you where he needs you. But when it comes to walking with him, he wants you to examine yourself, learn to do your judge yourself so that you will not be judged. Here's the coolest thing. He gives you the Holy Spirit to help you do it. And then he has no anger for you. And he blesses your life. Pray this prayer of salvation right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I thank you right now.
I thank you right now.
That you fill every part of my life.
That you fill every part of my life.
And I love it.
And I love it.
According to the book of John.
According to the book of John,
you are the door to salvation.
You are the door to salvation.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you in my life.
And I receive you in my life.
Say it again. I receive you right now.
I receive you right now, Lord.
In all of my life.
In all of my life.
Take your sins and dump them out in a big pile. Say, there's all my sins.
There is all my sins.
I don't have any ability to beat them.
I have no
ability. Reach hand out and I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you
for this. Say, fill me now with your righteousness.
Fill me now with your righteousness.
In every part of my life.
My life.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
Spirit. So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the kingdom of God. Can somebody shout glory? You went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin, which you don't have any ability to beat. None of us do. To Jesus' righteousness, which he gives you. All of this just happened right here, right now. Isn't that amazing? Thank God. Now watch this. You literally have been adopted into the family of God. Boom, there it is. You're now one of us. You're going to talk like us, act like us. The coolest part of it is God gives you himself on the inside of you and all of his righteousness to cause you to be able to walk with him. So you're a holy temple. Man, Pastor, I never heard anybody teach that before. I know. Hang out with us. I got 10 verses that'll lay it out for you so you can see it. So I ask you to write me. Send me an email. You're going to put my stuff in there. My email address and the website. The website has a communion prayer, has all the contact information, and the website will be the number one focus point where you can find all of our information so you don't have to go scrolling through all the history of all of what we've done to be able to find a message, to be able to go right to it. In Jesus' mighty name. Welcome to the family. We're glad you're here. Ready? Let's receive our communion elements. You literally, there's some visitor with us tonight. You literally are right with God now.
Hallelujah.
You're right with God. How awesome is that? Here we go. Pray with me. Say, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For the time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement,
the chastisement
for my peace,
for my peace
is on you, Lord.
Is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus'
mighty
name.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, let's receive the bread. Thank you, Jesus, for the word that says, for the joy that was set before you, you endured the cross, is the shame. And you called it joy because you could see us. We thank you. Now we lift up the cup blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things are passed away.
Old things are passed away.
All things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Every virus.
Every virus.
Has to pass over my life.
Has to pass.
And cannot be on me or my family.
It cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of
where
grace.
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
The word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Cast down in my life.
There's no more condemnation.
There's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Are you ready? Let's sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. You ready, fellas? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Ready? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Woo!
You got another one? Love you, Phyllis. I sang those just for you because you told me I sang the good songs. Bless you, Chris Rich. Love you. Oh, guys, that's all we got. I think that was a pretty good night.
It was. Thank you, Dave, for the question.
Thank you, Dave, for the question. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you, Brother Dan, Brother Chris, Brother John, Phyllis, Christine, Rebecca, Wilma. God bless you, Wilma. You're a blessing.
Yes,
you only
are.
Knew how much of a blessing that is. That is amazing. Wowzer. Wowzer, 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 wowzer. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now, who else we got on here? Brother Tanvir is with us tonight. All right, we got our friend all the way from Pakistan. Chris Timmer was with us. Facebook jumped. All right. Wilma, Christine, Chris, Rebecca, Dave. I thought we had one more back here.
Chris, did you say Chris?
Yeah. I'd like to say hi to everybody.
I can only go back so far.
Dan and Gwen. Dave and Gwen. Hey, wait, I know what we got to do. My brother Joe and his sister Ann.
Oh, yeah.
My brother Joe.
My
brother Joe and his wife Ann are on vacation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless them right now. As they're spending all this time riding that motorcycle. Now, Lord, it's not a Harley. But you can bless Victory Riders because at least it has the right name. But we bless them, Lord. May they have a time. May they have the most wonderful time of peace.
Yeah.
And restoration and strength. He's riding a victory vision. Fill his life with the vision for the ministry. May they have beautiful days of sunshine. May their time together be blessed in Almighty God. We pray this right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We declare the tires get good traction. I guess we better finish. Hey, Brother Mike. Love you, brother. Landed that airplane. Amen. God bless you, Jesus. Help him now in Tulsa. Receive the faith and bind the fear, brother. What is it? Tulsa, you're on the same time we are. So the night's young yet. Of course, you probably got to get up at old dark nothing and go to work. So hurry up and get to the hotel. We love you, brother. Wow, we got...
Oh, did he find a hotel?
Hold on here. We got people on over here. It's Brother Mike. Are you wanting to talk? I don't see in a Mustang listening on Blog Talk Radio. Wow. Thank God for rental cars. Sand driveways. Hillbilly redneck. Well, God bless you, sand driveways. To find Jesus. Know him. Well, I don't see no I don't see no one button click, so I welcome you. Whoever else is with us on Blog Talk Radio, welcome to you too. Oh, there he is. All right, go, man.
Praise
go.
Jesus. I was just like, I can't be on Blog Talk and not get unmuted. That's just not how we roll.
Well, that ain't right, is it?
It's not. I mean, I don't think I really have anything burning in me, mainly because I don't know what you said the past 2 hours and 49 minutes, but I always wanted to say hi and love you guys.
I know you got something burning in you because you always do. So fire it up.
Well, I mean, I guess we could go where we were talking this morning.
Go for it.
You know, so I guess to always give credit where credit is due. You know, Dr. Barclay is the one who put this thought in my head and that led to the conversations, et cetera, et cetera. And he was talking out of Matthew 6. I believe it's verse 24. That's why you shouldn't call in while you're on the road because you don't have Bible apps and a Bible set in front of you, so you got to go purely off of. You know, but that's no one can serve two masters.
Yeah. I was there.
You know,
so
for either he will... You were there? All right, well, I'll try and hit it from a different angle then.
Go ahead.
Unless you took exactly what we talked about this morning, in which case, I don't know what I'm going to do. But, but, you know, he went on to say that there's two kingdoms on earth. And he said, and Jesus is the King of Kings. So if you read between the lines, that means that there's other kings. And he was talking about one of the members of his church who said, well, you don't have anything to worry about me, Doc, because I serve the master. And this is what I love about him. He always shoots so straight. And he said, well, let's put that to the test. How much do you tithe? And, you know, the guy's kind of proud of himself. And he says, I tithe 10%. And he said, okay, so you give the master 10%. And the guy goes, yeah, that's right. And he said, well, how much do you give MasterCard?
Whoa.
You can get back to me on that. Well, I called him later that night, and he said, yeah. And he said 30%. So who's he really serving there, guys? And I think I'm going to add another verse here, and this might be where I hit it a little different than Pastor, because I don't think I threw this verse at him. But on the plane, it was just on me, and, oh, this is why you don't do this on the road in a Mustang going, never mind how fast I'm going.
Yeah.
But I believe it's definitely Haggai. It's a book we don't go to often. It's chapter 1, and I want to say it starts verse 5 or 6-ish. And what it says is you have sown much,
yep,
but you bring in little.
Yep.
You know, you eat, but you don't have enough. You're clothed, but you're not warm. You work, but it's like you got a hole in your pocket. And then it goes on to say, the Lord of hosts says, consider your ways. And how this hit me, guys, is Shannon and I just did something, and, you know, we had the option for 120 days same as cash. But after we get out of that, it jumps to a 20% APR. Now,
yeah,
you know they're not going to send out a reminder and say, yep, hey, you better pay this, otherwise you're going to owe us all this interest from day one.
Yep.
So as it's talking about a hole in your pocket, God can put $1 million a year in your bank account. But if you have a hole in your pocket, you're not being a good steward.
Yep.
How long is that going to last you? If every time,
amen,
you take a step, a $5 bill's dropping out.
Yep.
You know, and the flip side of that coin is, what's Chase doing right now? What's Bank of America doing right now? What's Capital One doing right now? Where,
exactly,
are they making their charitable contributions? So while we did this 120 days same as cash, which is a good decision if you pay it, if we decide to not be good stewards and blow that money, or not even blow all of it, just not have enough to pay it all off in the 120 days, who's to say that this company isn't making contributions to Planned Parenthood or something the Ecclesia ought not be investing in?
Exactly.
Yeah, amen, Mike.
Exactly.
You know, so we really need to investigate who we're doing business with. You know, and what I love about Dr. Barclay here is, you know, he's saying, I'm going to get back to what he's saying now again, is, yeah, it's better to pay cash, but he realizes that we can't always pay cash. It's something we should all be moving to. But we have to be good stewards.
You have to be a good
because
steward.
If I'm paying 20% interest off to so-and-so, what am I doing, guys? I'm serving two masters.
Yep.
I'm giving my tithe to God, and I'm sowing here, and et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, as I'm paying my bills, I'm also not being a good steward. And I'm paying it in the mammon, right?
Yeah.
So I just hit like a whole new I've got a thing on my calendar now. I did it while I was on the plane. So a week before that 120 days is up, it's going to sing and honk and pay that bill. You're not supporting whatever they're doing over there that you don't know about.
Amen.
You know what we really got to understand here, guys, is it's not our money to begin with.
Yeah.
Now, I know, you know, the tithes were saying the first 10% is God's. But what I'm saying is, who gives you all 100%?
Exactly.
You know, if not for God, our financial outlook would be a lot different. A lot different.
Sure.
You know, so he needs to be in control of our finances. We need to make sure that even in our fleshly decisions, we're not given the opportunity to support something that's contrary to our beliefs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, that's why Dr. Winston, God gave him that assignment to build that bank. Pause for a minute, Mike.
I know.
Oh, not yet. All right. So, you know, because he said if you charge 10% interest and all the interest money went to pay off churches, can you imagine?
That would be awesome. That would be absolutely awesome.
Do you know
I cancel every credit card I have and just go to his bank.
Do you know who shut him down? The religious people of Chicago shut him down.
Are you kidding me right now?
I am not kidding you, man. They found every stinking law they could find. They found everything, and he had so much that he was having to check and check and check and recheck and check and recheck that he couldn't keep up with it.
Are you trying to get me fired up? Because you're going to get me fired up.
I'm trying to get you to take a trip to Chicago, my brother. Well, and if you think about it, God was setting him up for the end time money like it needed to be. And then you know what was going to happen? The blessing of God. Hang on.
Okay.
I had to get the 90-second lady off. She was getting ready to scream again.
Yeah, that's the real reason I called. Just kidding.
I know.
You know, but we've been talking a lot, you know, in our text back and forth where, you know, we've been saying, or I've been saying, and you haven't been correcting me, is a person can get saved in just about any church.
Yep.
But there's only a select few where a person can get free. That spirit of religiosity and churchianity, that pipsqueak, chicken sissy preachers, I'm backing away before I take that too far.
Well, it's just the idea behind it is it is a doctrine of a demon. And it destroys, literally. I mean, if you think about God setting Dr. Winston up, that was like 2012. Do you know how much his bank should be worth today with all of us born-again, spirit-filled believers having our money in that bank? That would be a $1 billion organization. He'd be paying off 5 or 10 churches every single week.
Right.
And the opposition did not come from the world. The opposition came from the church.
I know. I don't know how far I should really go with this, but I will take it a hair farther. I think as the political nonsense continues, like we're even seeing it right now, still to this day, you know, there's a guy doing revival stuff right now in the city of Phoenix, just tried to give him a ticket for not pulling a permit. Pull a permit for what? You know, the First Amendment of the Constitution says, you know,
yep.
Which one do you want to pick? Do you want to pick that you have the right to peacefully assemble, or do you want to pick, you know, religious liberties? But
exactly.
I think what we're going to see is, as the government tries to take what is not theirs to take, John and Sally aren't going to find at the local church what they're needing to survive it. And they're going to have to seek out those bold, spirit-believing, full-of-fire, gospel-preaching, red-letter-believing houses of God to see them through. And I think in that, you're going to see some churches fall by the wayside, and you're going to see some churches really start to thrive and grow, and you're going to see people get free from it. That's what I'm believing for.
Amen.
I mean, I do hate to see churches fall by the wayside, but some of those doctrines is just dangerous.
Yep. Well, and they're going to fall because they don't have any faith. And they're just doing a religious doctrine, and those buildings don't belong to them. Those buildings belong to God.
Amen.
And so God's going to take them out of the hands of those doing nothing and put them in the hands of those that's going to do something.
I've got a story about that, but it's not G-rated. It's not even PG-rated. But I sent an email to a church. I was led to do it. And the response I got back from this lady preacher, she told me where I could go and what I could do to myself. And I just inquired about buying her church. I mean, if you're going to keep the doors closed, then go ahead, sell it to me, and I'll get somebody in there that'll fill it.
Yep.
And I think what the Spirit was really teaching me in that, you know, I've said this a few times, I'm probably up to 70 or 80 pages of notes that I'm, some of it I'm allowed to hit on, but some of it I'm just not. And I keep hoping that one day somebody gets the green light, because it really does need to be spoke. I don't think it's going to be me that gets to speak it, but, you know, like Dr. Barclay in one of his conferences went right to the very edge of it and then backed off. And I really thought that was going to be the moment where he went all in, but he's not a timid man by any means, so I'm sure he was being held back. It wasn't his flesh holding him back. I think what the Spirit was really showing me there is how deep the division and how twisted the doctrine of man has gotten in the church.
Yeah.
You know, how can you ever speak Psalm 91 and then run tail to this day from a virus with a 99.9%, probably 0.99999 with a line over it, rate of recovery?
Yeah. Can you pin something?
I just don't see how you can preach that.
Yeah.
I don't see how you can preach no weapon formed against us and turn tail and run.
But they don't preach that because they don't believe that doctrine. They believe that God is the one that silences the lip. They don't believe that they have that authority. That's their problem.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of them are trying to hide between Romans 13, but that is such twisted, broken doctrine, trying to use it the way that they're using it.
Yep.
Yes, okay, respect those in authority, but when those in authority are turning their back on the throne,
yep,
then who are you going to serve, church?
Yeah.
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you got me fired up, and I'm just going to back away from it. Before you have to mute me and rebuke me. So...
Well, I'm not going to rebuke you because you're doing a good job, and it things that have to be said, just how much can we say of it? The bottom line with all of this is God is wanting all of us to fine-tune. It's like what you just said about your what you just said about the interest is, you know, you give God 10% and MasterCard 30%. That's a serious statement.
Right?
That's a
You're making your minimum payments and just all that interest. You know, that's a lot of money you could be selling. Or saving. I'm not even going to look at you down the Schumer nose through the holy glasses. Not that man's holy. I can't believe I just said that, but I'm not going to get a holier than that one and say that you should sell all of it.
Right. But
if every spirit-filled believer stop paying half of what they're paying in interest card payments and took 10% of that and sold it into the kingdom,
yep,
the picture that would be painted would be a lot different.
Well, and then
you're just giving God math another opportunity to manifest in your life.
Yeah, and you didn't hear it, but we had a deposit made into our account this last week, and when they made the deposit, it was for $25 more than what the deposit was supposed to be, and nobody figures out where it came from. It's just there. It's just money.
Yeah, we called and they were. It just is what it is.
Now, when you're putting that into Deuteronomy 28, where he said you will lend to many nations and not borrow, God's idea for his children is we are the lenders. We're not borrowing. We got so much cash, we don't have to borrow. We pay cash, and then we lend. But there's not very many people that can preach that and get away with it because, man, that's a doctrine that causes that spirit to really show right up and say, who are you and who do you think you are?
Right. Yeah, it's...
So, hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God. I hope you had a great Stump the Pastor Saturday night.
Brother Dave asked a question about, did Jesus actually go to hell or Sheol? Or Hades.
Okay.
It was a good one. And then the verse that God gave was, it don't matter where he went, this is what he did when he was there.
I like it.
I do too. That's what I said. Hallelujah. That's a good word right there, Lord. It's working. Uh-oh.
Whoa, what was that?
Well, that's one of them dingers. Somebody's just a dinging. Well, thanks for calling in, brother. I appreciate it. That's a good word you just said. I did not talk about the interest rate. I was talking about you can't serve God and mammon. Mammon being the spirit of debt, poverty, lack, greed, and the love of money. The spirit of mammon. It's a demonic spirit.
Amen.
I like what you said, because can you imagine if all of us took all of the interest money that we're going to pay this year, interest and fees, in any of our financial world, and we took all of that money and gave it to a church to pay off their building, how much could we give?
Right?
That's a boatload of money.
I mean, I just started thinking about mine and Shannon's life and, you know, what's went out in interest and yada, yada. And you know, you kind of think, okay, yeah, I'm being a good steward. But when you really set back like a Haggai and consider yourself.
Right.
You know, I'm shooting pretty straight, and if you're taking it personal, please don't, because you know, I was, and I'm still in the same. Do something about it.
Yeah,
we're empowered to correct it at this point. You can't fix it if you don't know that it's broke.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying you have to fix it overnight. God ain't expecting you to fix it overnight.
No, but He wants it fixed more.
How many years
we
walking
do.
In the flesh? Yeah, took you how many years walking in the flesh to get into this mess? But I will tell you, He will back your play and get you out of it faster than you ever thought possible.
Yes, He will. Well, and think about that statement by Brother Copeland. He had his staff add up how much interest he would have paid if everything he would have done, he'd have borrowed money to get it done. And he would have paid $52 million worth of interest over the time of his ministry.
Wow. Do you know how many missions he funded with that money? How many people gave their lives to Christ as a result of being a good steward with that money?
Now, listen, here's the other part of the story. You're going to know the rest of the story. When they built Eagle Mountain Church, where they're having church right now, they got in the middle of that building project and didn't have the money to do that and the rest of the ministry. And that building sat there a shell for 2 years, and he never borrowed money on it, even though it sat there. Man of God would walk down there and say, well, right. Here it is. This is your building. Let's put some stuff on it. But if you do, here we are. And $52 million went into the kingdom, into churches and preachers around the world. $52
million. That's amazing.
Can you imagine
That's
how much
amazing.
Capital One is getting off of Christians this year in this nation in interest?
Right.
And if we can just turn that into the hands of the church, pray with me every day, God help Dr. Winston. Give him $100 million to open that bank right now.
Yeah.
Pray it every day. I pray it every day. God, in the name of Jesus, give it to me. Let somebody rich leave it all to me. You know everybody that's rich. Let them leave it to me. I want that done.
Yeah. That would, wow.
That would change it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt
you. I mean, you're
you.
Talking, you've got funds for local outreach and missionary stuff and, wow, literally change the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just by being good stewards and doing what we were explicitly told to do. I don't know how we miss it. Thank God for the men of God who didn't miss it. I know I missed it.
Yep.
You know, but then the man of God said it, and I started reflecting on it and considering myself, considering my ways, and I went, oh.
Well, think about how much money we're given PayPal and Cash App.
Yeah, PayPal was insane.
It's just crazy.
When I was tithing through PayPal, I was like, this is stupid. And who knows what they're supporting off in the background.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That we don't know about.
I think we beat that one pretty good, Mike.
I think so. I think you knocked that thing out of the park, brother.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of those that I'm pretty serious about this, because as soon as I heard that about Dr. Winston, I'm like, man, I'll put my money right there right now. I'm guaranteed I'll put all my money over there. Yeah. I'll close every account I got and go there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many of us believe
if the Bank of the Flesh gives a free toaster for opening an account, what would Dr. Winston do?
Come on. Come on. I'm going to give you a good
Would he lay hands on you for that impartation? Because that's worth more than any toaster. I'll tell you that right now.
He'll give you a 16 series. Jesus' mighty name. Well, it is now 20 minutes after. We did pretty good.
Are you at your hotel yet?
Yeah, I pulled in, I don't know, about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, good.
All right, that's cool.
And you did find a room. That's awesome.
It's like 45-ish minutes away, but yeah. I'll be in Tulsa proper tomorrow night, but right now I'm in the booming metropolis of, I don't know where I'm at, Pryor. That's where I'm at.
Pryor. All right, let me just say something real quick here. I better say something so people don't freak out. I'm still using PayPal. I'm still using Cash App. And you can still write a check, all right? But the point I was just making is, can you imagine if all of us Christians who paid any money to PayPal or Cash App to move money around could actually put all that into the kingdom? So I'm not saying I don't use PayPal and I don't use Cash App. We're always going to use that because that's what some people have.
Right.
So feel free to use it. We're going to bless what we do. It's all covered by tithe. And here's the revelation. God's going to help us be. God is actively helping us right now be set free from this. And he's firing up Dr. Winston to make this thing happen again before this thing comes to an end. And the church will put our money in with the church, not in with a stupid world. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Come on. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Thanks, brother. Love you.
Love you too, Pastor.
It's always good to preach with you.
The people that are still hanging out, y'all are awesome.
There's 10 people on right now. So.
I know. On a Saturday night, how awesome is that?
And two of you on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's Phyllis.
Well, you need to click over to the other person and unmute them.
I think it's Phyllis, so let's see if she preach.
Pardon?
I think it's Phyllis over here. Hi, Phyllis. Are you there? Good evening, caller. You're live. Unmute. Good evening, caller. You're live. Caller from the 225. You are live.
I know she had asked earlier if she's eager to call in and chat.
Good evening, caller. You're live. Somebody's on hold and they don't know it.
Or they just don't want to talk.
Oh, they just don't want to talk. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you.
They were afraid you were going to unmute them, so they preemptively muted their mic.
Call them to save yourself.
All right, well, that's it. We're going to close this thing down. Brother, what time you got to work in the morning?
What time did I agree to? I think I agreed to 5. I'll have to look at text.
Goodness sakes alive. All right. Love you. Thanks for the word.
Love you guys, too. God bless you.
God bless you.
Love all you guys still hanging out with us, and the ones that were there earlier and the ones that don't even know they're supposed to be here yet. Love you guys too. So when you hear this in the future, just know that we love you.
Just know that we love you and God loves you.
Amen.
And Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
All right. Well, I'm going to read the closing verses, then we're going to shut it down.
All righty, Pastor. Love you guys. God bless you.
Love you.
All right.
We'll see you
soon. Muted him right when he said it. Here we go. Closing verses. Is Ephesians chapter 1, 2, 3, 14. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. It's the only way you can get there. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you will be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling. And? No. Who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of you. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just so you know, we do have Cash App. We do have PayPal. And we still use them. Just God help us get to Dr. Winston's bank.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So we see you again tomorrow at noon right here. For an hour of faith, his favor is upon us. May God rest you in your sleep. This is what we say. We love you.
We love you.
And God
loves you.
And Jesus is
Lord.
Love you, Rebecca.